Testing. Good morning, everyone. It's great to be in the house of the Lord. Amen. God is good all the time. Amen. Remember that. Tell others about it, because I'm telling you, we sang that about the amazing love God has showed us. And it is truly amazing. It is more amazing than anything else that you will consider or see in this entire life of ours. So be blessed that the Lord has let you know Him and all that He has in store for you. A few announcements today. We're having our church picnic June the 5th. That's not next week, but the following week. Praise God. We will be holding the picnic down here at the Warrington Park. We had it there past couple years, so praise God. Come on, have fun, fellowship, and some food there. And if you have any questions, you can see Rhonda. Her and the pastor are on vacation right now. So be in prayer for them that the Lord refreshes them. We all need a time away from the responsibilities of life to just get back and be refreshed in the Lord. And I just pray you would just bless them with prayer so that the Lord would revive them, bring them back the will of the Lord to us with full vigor. Also, women's ministry, Tuesday evening at 7 o'clock, June 7th, they're going to have a time of fellowship with the women, and I encourage you to spend some time there. Build one another up. It's a great time for you women to get away, let the kids at home, or I'm not sure if they have a place for the kids here while they're here, but just enjoy the fellowship with one another, ladies. The men had fellowship yesterday golfing, and I think we laughed. Well, we laughed and cried playing golf yesterday. Right, Herm? Sherm? It was a good time we had. So getting with one another to have fun fellowship, and especially when we get to talk about the things of the Lord, is a true blessing that builds one another up. Also, on the 12th, we'll be honoring the graduates that we have here at PPAG. So I encourage you to participate in that. Also, another men's upcoming event, June 18th, we're going to be having the bike ride. For more details, I'll be probably having them for next week. If we have an awesome time there. That's not just for men. That is for we like to see couples. Right there, Dave and Cindy, always been a part of the bike ministry there. It's a blessing whenever we get out and just to see God's creation. Also, mark on your calendars the 25th through the 29th, Vacation Bible School. We see this year's theme is The Great Adventure. I'm assuming they're going to see you, Karen. If God is urging you to move and participate in helping out anyway, I'm going to tell you, we always are in need of help to be able to accomplish the events to outreach for God's kingdom. See Karen. Go ahead. Okay, you got a lot to think about for almost 2 months. So praise God. Be in prayer about that so that we can be able to minister to the Lord of how we can touch the lives of our children. Because there's a lot of children from the community that don't get to come to church here on a regular basis. We want to be able to touch our lives with the good news of Jesus Christ. So I pray that you will be a part of that and just continue to be blessed. So it is great to be here again today. I want to welcome everyone here, and especially those that are online and on by phone listening. We welcome you this morning. It's just fantastic to be in the house of the Lord. I'm extra happy for what the Lord's doing, because I'm exhausted. I've just, my daughter, after doing 4 hours of golf yesterday, my daughter, challenged me to help move her. So it was quite an experience, and, but it is a blessing. God is good on all the time. Amen. Oh, today the Lord laid on my heart, to give a message to you about light. If you want, you can open up your Bibles with me to John chapter 1. We're going to read, start with verse 1. Okay, it goes like this. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All the things that were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men, and the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. So, what is this light that we're talking about that came? It is a light that was given to man. When we talk about light, light has to do with being able to see something. It exposes things so we're able to see more clearly. Not too long ago, I get up early in the dark to do my devotions, and I headed out to my office, and it's dark. I don't turn the lights on because my beautiful wife is sleeping. Well, on my way out, I didn't realize there was something in my path, and my toes felt it because I went right into it. And thankfully, I wasn't loud enough for my wife to hear, but when we walk in darkness, we're often apt to stumble because there's things we do not see. God wanted us not to stumble in life. So He allowed light to come to us. Light in this passage is referring to spiritual illumination or spiritual truth, which is the knowledge of God. 1 John 2:5 says, "Then this is the message which we have heard of Him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in Him is no darkness at all." God is light. He and He alone holds all the knowledge of the truth of God and of who He is and what He has done. God knows Himself, and there is nothing He does not know about Himself or what He has done. There is no darkness in Him, which refers to a lack of knowledge and understanding of the truth, and then also doing or accomplishing what the truth is. So, darkness here represents lack of knowledge and understanding of the truth of God and what He has already established. Darkness is spiritual ignorance of the truth of God. Darkness cannot comprehend or understand spiritual truth. Jesus Himself says, "My words are spirit and they are life." They can only be understood through spiritual understanding. Therefore, those that are in darkness cannot fulfill spiritual truth. They can't do it. It is in this darkness of ignorance of God that the whole world walks in it. The whole world walks in it. That is why sin abounds. All we have to do is read, open up our newspapers, turn on the TV, radios, whatever media we look at, we can see that sin abounds. That's why we hear about wars. We hear about sickness. You hear about poverty. something else increasing his mental illness, and most of all, hopelessness. A world filled with hopeless people, people that do not see hope for living tomorrow. Suicide rates have risen astronomically, and a spot especially in young people. Something where they should be encouraged to go out into the world and live their life to the fullest for the Lord, are taking their lives at a young age. Why? Because there is no light. They haven't been given the truth of God. Because we walk in spiritual ignorance of the truth of God and what he has established, the world continues to wander in confusion and chaos. It will not cease. Literally, it gets worse. We see it. And it's sad today when we look, when you can physically, I mean, for me, you physically can see if you're a male or a female, and you can't no longer discern that. You think just because I feel one way, that's what I am. That's deception from the enemy. Because we truly do not know God. Remember, the enemy is looking to steal, kill, and destroy. God himself said, my people perish for lack of knowledge. We need knowledge. I just was talking to somebody today, I can't remember who it was, about useless trivia knowledge. There's a lot of it out there. Useless! But we got it up in here. But let me tell you what we need. What we need is truly the knowledge of God. And that only comes, Scripture says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. First of all, we got to know that there is a God and fear him, revere him, respect him, hold him in high regard. He's just not a buddy, not just another person. He is God Almighty, and he alone is holy. We must once again get back to where God's word, so we can establish a foothold in our lives so that we can walk fully the way God wants us to. John 8:12, Jesus said, I am the light of the world. He that follows me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have light of life. Jesus now calls himself the light of the world. Jesus is the light of the world. He is who God the Father has chosen to reveal himself by and through. Jesus Christ is God's Son, in whom he chose to reveal who God is. In Hebrews, it says he is the exact image of the invisible God. What we can't see in God, Jesus showed us. So that's why Jesus said, learn of me. And what we should continually be seeking out. Mark 12:27, Jesus said, all things are delivered unto me of my Father. No man knoweth the Son but the Father. Neither knoweth any man the Father save the Son, and he whomsoever the Son will reveal him. So we cannot know God fully apart from Christ. We can hear it from people. We can get it from nature, because nature, the heavens and the earth declare his glory. But we can get messed up. We see it I don't even want to ask to raise a hand because I'll rebuke you. There's many people that look at astrology, read their horoscopes, and are deceived because they think that tells them their future or what God has for them or what's in store for them. And it's a deception of the enemy to lead them astray. We must be very careful not to allow that to happen in our lives. God, so if we want to know about God the Father, we must go to the Son to receive the revelation of God. God has given us the written word so that each generation may know God. God wants us to know Him. He wants us to know Him. Jesus, we were going through Sunday night services, and this verse, I never seen this verse before, and it brings it out in the New Living Translation. It says, in Luke chapter 2, verse 32, it says, Jesus is a light to reveal God to the nations. He is the glory of your people, Israel. He is a light to reveal God to the nations. Jesus is the spiritual light, the spiritual knowledge to reveal who God is and what God has already established. Do we know that according to Solomon in Ecclesiastes, there's nothing new underneath the sun? You know, in the beginning, God established it all and set it all to the end. He says, I'm the one that knows the end from the beginning, God himself, and he alone does. None of us, I don't care how well educated we are, none of us know what tomorrow holds, but God's already there. God's desire is that we know him. Jeremiah 9, 23 and 24 says this, Thus saith the Lord, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, neither let the mighty man glory in his might. Let not the rich man glory in his riches, but let him that glorieth glory in this, that he understands and knoweth me. God wants to reveal himself to us, and that I am the Lord, which exercises loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight in, saith the Lord. Do you realize God just revealed himself right there, what he delights in? If you want to bless God, you want to please God, learn of him. How many of you husbands like enjoy blessing your wives? You better raise them hands. Let me tell you, when I do, I love doing it because I like surprising my wife. Because when she's not expecting it, that just makes it all the better. And it when we do things that please them, it lets them know that we think about them. And that makes them feel good inside. And it should make us feel good inside because we do know the only person on this planet other than the Lord himself that we should be one with. The two should become one. Man, how great it would be if we would all know our wives in that true oneness. But sadder yet, we need to how far we are from having the oneness with our true lover, Jesus Christ. To grow in him, to know him more, is a great desire that should be in every Christian's heart. Because to know him is to love him. If you truly know Christ, I'm telling you, you won't want to put him down. It's kind of like a bag of potato chips. Once I taste one, I can't put them down. When you taste that the Lord is good, you ain't going to let him go. He is awesome. I praise God that he loves us. Why did he do this? He did this to open up our eyes. Acts 26, 20 says, to open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light. and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sin and an inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me. Hallelujah. Jesus brought the truth of God to open our eyes to see the truth of Satan, who deceives us, desires to devour and destroy us, and withhold the truth from us, so that we remain ignorant of God and the things of God, so that we remain in prison and in strongholds. Do you know even Christians get caught up in the strongholds of the enemy because they listen to his lies? Why? Because they don't have spiritual knowledge of who God is. Satan did that for me for years, and when I first became a believer, and even many years after, probably 10 years, always saying, "You're not good enough." But as I grew more knowledgeable, more mature, I was able to fight him with the truth of God's word. And I am not saved by works. I am saved by grace through faith in Jesus Christ. And I am able to defeat the enemy and his deception because I know the truth. And there's how we are set free. He who knows the truth is able to be set free by the truth. If we do not know the truth of God, Satan will keep us. He tries to make me sick. He gave me a small bout of vertigo I'm dealing with right now from off of the plane. You know, every day I go and say, "By his stripes I am healed." It didn't leave totally yet, but God is slowly healing it. I asked and said, "Lord, why? Why can't you just take it away like you did all?" I'm teaching you to depend on me. You know why? Because I asked him probably about 3 or 4 months ago, "Lord, I want you to help me pray better and pray more, not just one prayer, but a persevering prayer." When you pray, I call them dangerous prayers. Because you're asking God to grow you. And when you ask him to grow you, oh, he loves that. He loves hearing his children say, "I want to mature. I want to grow in Christ." But let me tell you, to get there is like a coach making you run. Whenever I was in track, he said, "I want you to," we had to run. They wanted me to run the marathon. So I would run. After I was done, I said, "I'm done. Do it again." They push you beyond your limit to make you better. That's what God does. He doesn't want you dependent on your ability. He wants to show you that he is strong and take you through. So God wants us to learn and know who he is. When we put our trust in him, he said he will show himself strong. Because his strength is made perfect in weakness, because his grace is sufficient. Amen? Whew! We must learn to continue to trust him. Because if we hear the truth and believe the truth, we will be set free from the chains Satan has shackled us with. Jesus is the truth. He reveals only the truth so that we may have the knowledge of forgiveness of sin and the inheritance that God has promised to those who walk in the light by faith. For Satan knows when we discover what God has done for us through his son Jesus, we will rejoice in the Lord. We sang songs. We worship, because those of us that know what he has done, we sing praises. When a cop pulled me over the other day, a couple months ago now, I got out of the car. He told me to come out of the car. I said, "Oh, no, he's going to give me a DOT check." And he's there looking at me. He asked me what I was doing, a lot of questions. And when he was done, he says, "Okay, you have a nice day." I said, "Thank you, Jesus." Because when you get a DOD T-check, bro, they can get kind of salty, depending on what they do or find. But whenever you're before those people of the authority, you make sure you humble yourself, because things can happen. And we trust in the Lord. We have to keep ourselves humble before the Lord, pliable, so that his truth can work into our lives so that we grow. It's all about growing and maturing so we are able to walk as Jesus walked. So we can, as Scripture says, stay in step with the Spirit. Remember, maturity is not how much you know, but what you do with what you know. Fulfilling what God has called. That's maturity. Knowledge, Scripture says, puffeth up. But those that can walk in the Spirit, they are truly the children of God. When we have peace with God, because Jesus not only came to share the truth of God and his love for us, but to prove God's love by giving his life to atone for our sins for the knowledge of God's redemptive plan, that it would bring joy and hope along with peace into our lives. So his light and his life has brought us salvation from the penalty of sin by his death. But that's not all, folks. Not just forgiveness. There's an inheritance to go along with it. He also gave us light and life to save us from the power of sin. We no longer have to be susceptible to Satan's power over us, to be tempted to fall into sin. We can be just like Jesus in the wilderness when Satan tempts us, say, it is written. But if we don't have the word in our heart, we won't be able to say it. We can't rebuke. We could say we rebuke you in Jesus. But that only goes so far. You have to know where you stand and why you have the authority to rebuke what he is tempting you with. That's why Jesus said, man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. It is by God's words that we live, move, and have our being. Not by what we do and what we, a man's wisdom and knowledge. John 3:21 says, this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds are evil. For everyone that doeth evil hates the light, neither comes to the light, lest his deeds be reproved. Just by the human nature, because of the fall in the Garden of Eden, men sin. We can't get rid of it. It's part of our DNA now. There's only one escape, and his name is Jesus. And if you do not have the knowledge of that, men will be condemned the rest of their life and will face God at judgment. And he will say, depart from me, I know you not. But those of us who have put our trust in Jesus, who in Isaiah was wounded for our transgression, was bruised for our iniquity, and the punishment that brought our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. Hallelujah. You realize that's a reality for those that have faith to believe. We must allow faith to continue to grow. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. If this is all the word of God you get, you are starving Christians. I told him in Sunday school, we need to be feasting on the word daily. Scripture tells us to meditate on His Word day and night. It's sad how few Christians actually do that. Because in the name of busyness, we don't have time. And that's sad. Scripture actually says in Timothy, he says, in the latter days, men will be seekers of pleasures rather than seekers of God. Whew, I see that all over. Man is just looking to do what makes him feel good. And that's not what it's about. It's about living for God. When we live for Him, oh, that's when you experience the abundant life. When I see Christians, oh, woe is me, they lost sight of the Lord. When you see Jesus, oh, I'm going to tell you, He lifts you above the circumstances. It doesn't mean He's going to take you out of them. Remember the three Hebrew boys? He didn't take them out of the fire, but He sees them through it. And there's where God shows Himself strong. Because if He doesn't take us through it, if He never took those Hebrews through it, do you realize the king and those around would have never get to see how great God is? So endure the struggles, the hardships, the persecution that we go through. Because God has great rewards for you. Jesus opens the blind. He sets the captives free so that we can see the glory of the Lord, which is full of compassion and whose love endures forever. First Colossians 1:13 says, for He has rescued us from the kingdom of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of light of His dear Son, Jesus Christ. We that put our faith in Jesus Christ are no longer slaves to Satan, to be tossed and turned and imprisoned any way he wishes to use us. And I'm telling you, this, you know, the sad thing is, He even allows Christians even allow Him to use them. It's not just the world. It's even in. Read Revelations. Read how He rebuked the churches. That's why, as Paul said, we must examine our lives daily and see how we are walking. Are we staying in step with the Spirit? Or is it all about me? Examine yourself. Talk to the Lord. Be in prayer. Be in the Word. Every time I open my Word, God is speaking directly to me. And when I'm done, I have to say, Lord, forgive me and help me. I'm always doing that. Why? Because I need Him. And the older I get, the more I see I need Him. Amen. Amen. Because I see, at times I think I'm like I was that 17-year-old years ago. I knew it all. But the older I get, I see how much I really don't know. And how much He has it all. He knows it all. He's omniscient. His wisdom is infinite. Because He is the eternal God. Hallelujah. Romans 6 says, sin no longer has power over us because Jesus has overcome Satan, sin, and death through the power of God's Spirit. If Jesus has overcome, then we have overcome because we are hidden in Christ. So Satan should no longer make us walk in misery. We shouldn't be in despair because we are victorious through Christ who has strengthened us. When I came in today, being exhausted, I told my wife, man, I shouldn't have even left my word. It says, I'm thinking about canceling something tomorrow because I can't, it's just too much for me. But you know, God's spirit is so great. He's so good to me. He says, what's my word say? You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Poof, I had to puff up. I said, yeah, I want to honor my Lord. So I'm gonna do what he called me to do. And on top of it, my Sunday school lesson was, shepherds, make sure you feed your his sheep. Woo! I say, man, Lord, you want to give me a double dose. So now what do we do with Jesus, the light of truth of God? First, we must believe. Jesus said, believe and you will be saved, for the just shall live by faith. We have to walk by putting our trust in Christ. Next, we are to grow in the grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ, letting the Holy Spirit lead you into understanding of the truth. The Spirit of truth reveals the mind of Christ, which is the Word of God. I just told you right here, whenever I wanted to find a way of escape, a human way of escape, of doing things that God called me to, God reminds me. That's why he put that spirit in us, to help keep us on the direct path. Because our flesh likes to veer off. But he wants to keep us on the straight and narrow. And when we continue to do that, I'm going to tell you, even when the rocks are in the road along the way, he lets us step over. We don't stumble. Because we're putting our trust, our focus on him and not on us and the things of this world. I encourage you to increase your knowledge of the truth of God, lest Satan find an area of ignorance in you in which he can tempt you with to cause you to sin. Telling you, he knows you pretty good. So I'm encouraging you, grow. Seek God's face in the word and in prayer. Because he's going, I'm going to tell you, and he does it. I've been around the block enough times, I fell enough times to know that what God says is true. Whenever God gives me things in life that he's revealing in his word, he's preparing me for something that's coming up. Because he wants me to be victorious. And I can, as long as I keep my focus and my trust in him. When I waver and think, I can do this my own, Lord, today, I'll get to you later. That's when I set myself up for failure. And Satan's looking, okay, yes, he thinks he can do it on his own because he's been in the Word for so long. He's been doing this here. No. I always need him. Always. There isn't a moment of the day I do not need him. I have discovered that. Sad thing, it takes us so long to get through this stubbornness of self to allow God to enter in so that he is able to guide us and strengthen us and make us all we can be in Christ. And that's what's so sad about the church. Most Christians don't know who they are in Christ. They've been satisfied that I'm saved. That's it. Once they're saved, they say, hey, I'm good, I'm making it into the kingdom. Well, you just set yourself up for Satan to come in there, and he's going to attack. He's going to attack you. And I'm going to tell you, then you're going to be walking around, not with the joy of the Lord, not with the peace of God, but with grumbling, moaning, and complaining like the Israelites did. So grow in Christ. Read the word. Meditate on it. You know he gave Joshua a promise when we meditate on his word day and night and do all that he said to do in it. He said he will bless your hand and make you successful in all that you do. How many of you want to be successful?
Well, at least some of you do. Well, I'm going to tell you, God wants you to prosper and not to harm, to give you hope and a future. And I don't care where we are right now with the Lord. He wants us to be drawn closer because he wants more for you. He got more for you. All our blessings are in heavenly places waiting for God to give them out. But are we prepared? Are we ready to receive them? Are we in a position where God can flow them down from heaven to us? If we aren't, woe to us, because we're going to miss out on a blessing. Because God wishes to bestow those blessings on us. But we've got to be in a position and prepared to receive them. Scripture says, he who has ears to hear what the Spirit says, listen. Listen. Are your ears open to hear what God is saying? One thing I do know about God, there are some of you that's going to go home today and God's going to change your life. The sad thing is, there's people here today that are going to very many things. No change. And when there's no change, but you want change, and you don't want to change, you know what that's a sign of? Insanity. To have change, we got to change. There has to be a change. And God's Word is always looking to change us, to mold us into the image and stature of His Son, Jesus Christ. And if we are the same Christian we are now that we were years ago, that we need to be growing. Paul rebuked those that Christians that are sucking on milk after years of being a Christian, never chewing on the meat. We need to grow up. Brothers and sisters, I have to grow too. Because the Lord, I ain't where, just like Paul says, I haven't reached it yet. And none of us have here. But we strive. We strive. But then when we grow even more and more, never to be content with our present knowledge of the love of God, for complacency, with complacency comes poverty and death. I'm telling you, complacency will kill you. But growth gives evidence to life. And where there is growth, there is fruit. Where there is fruit, there comes a harvest. Hallelujah. And God is looking to bring in a great harvest. Jesus said God isn't satisfied with a little bit of fruit. He wants much fruit. So I encourage you, brothers, let us continue to go forth in the name of the Lord with faith. Growing in Him. Finally, we are to walk in faith, growing in the light of the knowledge of God. As our faith grows, we grow through hearing the Word, and we mature. But with this faith, knowledge, love, and maturity, we are to take it out into the world and to share the good news of Jesus Christ with those around us. It is only through the Holy Spirit that now dwells in each believer that we can share the gospel. But not only share it with people, live it. Because words are cheap if there's no action with it. Faith that's only spoken, but never has actions and deeds to follow, dead game. Follow up our words with action, so that the world sees that it is real. Others need to see that Jesus is still alive And you realize, I hear many pastors, and it's true. You realize we may be the only Jesus others can see. How are we ambassadors of Christ, revealing Christ to those God puts in our path every day of our life? Our family, our friends, and our foes, they're all watching us. How are we living our life out? How are we bringing honor to Jesus? Jesus himself said it, and if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. Are we lifting Jesus up? But do we just kind of keep silent and go out on the highways of life? I want to stay to myself because I don't want to stir up any trouble. Okay. There's trouble coming. Jesus already said, you will have trouble. So you ain't escaping it. But I like to be on Jesus' side because with Jesus, nobody can be against you. They can't tell him. There's going to be a lot of people against you, but nobody can be against you. But no weapon formed against you shall prosper because we're victorious in Christ. Sum that up, I'm saying, as we walk in the power of the Holy Spirit, that he will confirm the gospel with miraculous signs. Sad to say, we see very little of it today. We realize the most miraculous, supernatural event that can happen is close. It's not giving the sick, raising the dead. It's getting people to come and know and put their trust in Jesus. That's the most miraculous thing you can see in a person's life. Healing comes. Financial prosperity comes. Knowledge comes. Wisdom comes. Peace comes. Joy comes. It's Christ. And the world seeks for it, but it's very careful where Christ is. So I encourage you, brothers, let us be strong in the Lord and his mighty power, using his gift of light to illuminate our life so that those around us can see that they can follow us as we follow the Lord. Paul said the same thing. He says, follow me as I follow Christ. Can we say that with boldness? Are we afraid how we're leading our lives that they see? We need to step up to the plate. I'm telling you, our redemption is drawing nigh. Jesus is coming. Do not let any of us be like the five foolish virgins. They were all virgins. Only five made it. Five did not. Are you for the Lord to come? But he says, I'm coming when you think it's not. Today could be the day. We might not see tomorrow. But praise God, I hope he does come today. I say, Lord, come quickly. Because this world is not going to get better. So I encourage you, Jesus was the light of the world. But he left us behind on the earth on what there is in peace for us. By the Father. And says, you are his light in us. Should be shining. They see Christ is alive in my life. Jesus said, how are we exhibiting that love? I just encourage you, brothers and sisters, let's continue to grow and allow the light of Christ to shine brighter and brighter. Let his people illuminate us so that we can continue to be blessed and that we can stand against the kingdom. So they're coming. You don't get away from them. You can't even get around them. God makes it. With that, I'd like everyone to just bow their heads. Heavenly Father, I thank you once again for your spirit of your word today. The spirit of truth has touched our hearts and lives. Lord, to do it. And I pray, Lord, that whatever your spirit has moved in each and every person's life here, Lord, I pray that it will go into the soul, into the spirit of that individual, so that it would cut, Lord, and that they will be drawn to know their need. Father, for those that don't know you, Father, I pray that they will know you even more. That they will hear the words that we said today and know that the Father has sent the Son so that we might have life and have it abundantly. So he died at Calvary so that our sins would be forgiven. For there is no other name under heaven by which man must be saved but Jesus and Jesus alone. So, Father, I pray if there is any individual out there today, Lord, that does not know you, has not accepted you as your Lord and Savior, I ask right now if anybody is out there to raise their hand, if they do not know you, Lord, but they want to know you today and receive you as their Savior. Jesus, come to that today. Jeremy, Father, I just thank you that your spirit continues to move and that your children, Lord, whom you love so much, Lord, you are looking to build them, edify them even more and more each day so they that come to the full stature and maturity of Christ. So, Father, we just ask your blessing upon them today, and I just pray, Lord, that as they go home, Lord, you would guide them by your spirit. Let them have a hunger and thirst after your word. Let them dive deeper into it. Not just say, I read a word, read a chapter today, Lord. But I pray, Lord, that they would have a hunger to seek after you, Lord. And they would not get out of that book until they find you, Lord. And what you have for them. So, Father, we just ask your blessing upon them. And ask that you would continue to help us grow by your spirit. Empower us, we say, as they fill us with your wisdom and your authority, Father, so that we can resist the enemy and will flee. So, Father, we thank you for this blessing. We just ask this all in Jesus' name. Everyone said, amen. Anybody that needs prayer, I would ask that you come up. I do want to pray for Ron. I could have a few individuals. I want to pray for Ron as well. If anyone else needs any prayer, please come on up and we'll pray for you. The rest of you, I pray God gives you a blessed day. Enjoy. Know that the Lord is with you. God bless.